Hi, this week the topic is 5 things Holy Spirit baptism and miracles will not do. Many people today claim to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and claim that they've seen miracles and can work miracles and have experienced miracles. If you listen to these people, here's what you'll end up believing. You'll think that you will never get sick or hurt. If you do get sick or hurt, you'll be healed miraculously. Holy Spirit baptism saves you from your sins and from hell. Holy Spirit baptism will enable you to know what to do in any given situation. Miracles and Holy Spirit baptism will protect you from evil and from being lost. Now, having explained the popular beliefs about miracles and Holy Spirit baptism, let me share with you 5 things that Holy Spirit baptism and miracles will not do for you, according to the Bible. Number 1, Holy Spirit baptism will not save you. It is not designed for this purpose. The apostles were already saved from their sins when Jesus promised Holy Spirit baptism to them in Acts 1, verses 4 through 5. Instead, the blood of Christ is what saves people from their sins. And furthermore, the blood of Christ is applied and washes away sins at the moment that a person is baptized in water, not when they're baptized with the Holy Spirit. Look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27, Acts 2, verse 38, and Acts 16, verse 22. Number 2, Holy Spirit baptism will not make you spiritually minded. Think about this for a moment. The Corinthian church had miraculous powers, according to 1 Corinthians chapters 12, 13, and 14. In fact, according to those 3 chapters, they had all available powers. They lacked nothing. And yet the Apostle Paul said that he could not speak to them as to spiritual, but as to carnal, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1. And so Holy Spirit baptism and miracles does not make you spiritually minded. And this brings up the next point. Number 3, Holy Spirit baptism will not solve all church problems. The Corinthians, which we just mentioned, were not only fleshly minded, carnally minded. They had all sorts of problems in their congregation. One of them was committing fornication with his father's wife in chapter 5. They were taking each other to court and suing one another, according to chapter 6. Some were eating sacrifices to idols, chapters 8 through 10. When they gathered for worship, it was total chaos, according to chapter 14. They believed, some of them anyway, the false doctrine about there is no resurrection, 1 Corinthians 15. They had many, many problems, even though they had miraculous powers. This tells me that even if Holy Spirit baptism were available today, and if it were possible today, it would not solve all the church problems that we see about us. Number 4, Holy Spirit baptism will not keep you from getting sick. If Holy Spirit baptism and miracles were available today, Christians would still get sick. They would still die. The New Testament scriptures plainly teach, it is appointed unto men to die once. After this, the judgment. Hebrews 9, verse 27. Not all Christians in the New Testament were healed from their diseases and handicaps. Paul told Timothy to drink a little wine as medicine, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 23. You don't need medicine if you can be healed miraculously. Another Christian named Trophimus was left behind sick, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 20. Miraculous power was never given simply to make life more bearable for Christians. Holy Spirit baptism was not designed to heal Christians so that they would never get sick or die. Miraculous power was for the purpose of convincing unbelievers about the truth of the gospel in the days when the gospel was being newly revealed. Mark 16, verse 20, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 22. Number 5, Holy Spirit baptism will not reveal new truth to people today. This is because all truth which God is ever going to reveal was revealed to the apostles, John 16, verse 13. And after it was revealed to them, they wrote it down, John 20, verses 30 and 31, Ephesians 3, verses 3 through 5. Their writings, the writings of the apostles, were providentially protected by God, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. This revealing process was done once for all time, according to Jude verse 3. God intends that His people would be guided by the written scriptures given by the apostles until Jesus returns again, 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. So in conclusion, the scriptures plainly teach that Holy Spirit baptism and miracles would end at the close of the apostolic age. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 through 10 teaches this. The apostles were the guides of the church in its infancy, Acts 2, verse 42. But they wrote down their teachings so that future generations could know how to live and serve God acceptably. Miracles are no longer possible. Holy Spirit baptism does not occur anymore today. No matter what people think that they have seen or what they have experienced, the Bible teaches God's people walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. And faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Romans 10, verse 17. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, without any spaces between those words, willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.